is the meadow, warm is the sun, fair is the valley that I come from. Sweet are the memories and friendly the ways of Tennessee people and Tennessee days.
Well, it's pretty hard for man to describe his own hometown, especially a town like Lynchburg, because actually they hadn't anything changed much here and hardly since I can remember. It's a county seat of Moore County, which is about the smallest county in the state. And back in the horse and buggy days, Lynchburg was just about as far as you could get.
And at that time... It was hard when there's a crime or something, or make a report, a taxi, you know, I have to go to Fayetteville, 16 miles, or to Manchester, or to Winchester, and these other guys. So each of the counties, Bedford and Orange, agreed to give a slab of that county and make Moore County and save all that trip, you know. But as some fella said later on, instead of giving a slab, they gave him a splinter.
That building over on the corner there is the Farmers Bank building. That's where Uncle Tom carried on banking business for all around 60, 65 years. And you'll notice the courthouse over there on the left. It's just about like it's been for the last 75 or 100 years. You'll notice that most of those buildings show signs of having been here for all these years.
This house was built by slave labor. It took about 2 years to build, and as far as we can ascertain, was built about 1850.
On the right down there is the jail. That's been here ever since I can remember. I don't know when the last time I had anybody in jail in Lynchburg. And I have it on pretty good authority that I was born right about one house from that jail there. And... Right about where this hardware store was is where the White Rabbit Saloon used to be. I just barely can remember as a kid as my dad bringing me in there at one time. I just remember there's some pool tables in there. But it's just about enough business in Lynchburg for one store.
It's a one-man town as far as that's concerned. It'll support one newspaper, one hardware, one bank, one drugstore, but it's not enough for two or three businesses of the same kind. That's funny. At one time, way back, they had three saloons in Lynchburg, and one of them got to cutting prices, and they got to cutting prices till they all went broke and quit. That's right.
You don't see many new businesses coming into Lynchburg. They want to go to where there's a lot more people or where people are spending more money. Most people in Lynchburg's pretty... they're not stingy, but let's say they're careful with their money. This town is pretty well supplied with individualists in their own right during the years. They don't try to keep up with the Joneses too much.
When I first lived here, my mother used to say that we lived like they did before the Civil War, and that the community was a closed community. And that was true. Everyone was kin to everybody else.
They're just a country type of people. You might say we're not sitting out on the edge of a chair. We sort of lean back and take it easy. Not in too big a hurry about the things that goes on. Don't worry too much about the situation of the world.
We used to drive out into the country stores to sell flour. And we would go as far as 10 miles away from here, and the owner of the store would say, "Well, it's been now 10 years since I've been in Lynchburg. How are you all getting along over there? 10 miles away now."
Well, I just got a feeling that the fish is biting over at Thames Ford Lake this afternoon, and my wife insists on me keeping her supplied with fresh fish. You people just make yourself at home, and I just hope you enjoy yourself.